PUSLINCH. Local residents want the speed limit reduced from 60 km per hour to 50 km per hour on Hume Road with reasonable traffic calming measures. Local residents, Dr. Ranjit Singh, Doug Auld and Rich Baggerman, spoke as delegates at Wednesday's council meeting regarding their concerns about the current traffic situation on Hume Road. In a nutshell, the major issue is the uncontrolled and dangerous speeding of vehicles on the road. The road has been a significant connecting link or commuter pathway for traffic entering or exiting Watson Road, as well as traffic coming in from Acton via Country Road 34. Over the last 10 to 15 years, the volume of traffic has increased dramatically, said Singh. There has been an increase in dangerous speeding by many vehicles, wherein drivers exceed the current speeding limit of 60 km per hour. Also, inconsiderate parking of large vehicles along the side of the road make a narrow pathway for many of the oncoming traffic. Singh also noted that many people cycle and walk on the side of the road for exercise, often with relatives, children, and pets, but there's no sidewalk and it's poorly lit. I live along the road and I won't lie to you that every time I have to pull out of my driveway, I get nervous because there's a high chance for a collision to happen, said Baggerman. There are also multiple buses that stop at the blind hills on the road. If a car is driving over the speed limit, they won't be able to see the school bus that stops by the blind spot of the hill nor the children. It's bound for an accident to happen. Council went over a few options on how the township can tackle this issue, beginning with Bulmer asking Mike Fowler, Director of Public Works, Parks and Facilities, whether the current speed limit takes the current driveway sightline measures or not in order to address Baggerman's concerns. Fowler noted that the majority of the driveway entrances are over 15 years old, which would have to resulted back to 80 km per hour. With the 60 km per hour, sight lines have decreased to 150 meters in either direction to meet compliance. So, the 60 km per hour does factor in a safe driveway entrance, said Fowler. Count. John Sepulis, agreeing with other councillors on the importance of this issue, asked Glenn Schwendinger, Sau, and Fowler about the possibility of putting up traffic signs regarding traffic infiltration. In other words, truck traffic was mentioned and there were trucks parked on the side of the road that could have moved if there was a no parking sign along the road, said Sepulis. Schwendinger noted that a component of the road's management plan is taking a look at identifying specific truck routes throughout the municipality. Speeding issues are systematic across the county and the township. I sit on the roads committee and we've had several delegations, said Mayor James Seeley. One thing I want to caution council on is that we don't piecemeal roads with two different limits without the supporting data behind it. Council received the delegation presentation and unanimously approved for it to be included for consideration as part of the transportation master plan before reducing the speed limit.